The sculpture is called Everything Starts with a Dream, and it's the third public work in Petersburg done by artist Eric Larson.
The fishing boy is bronze cast. The fish element is welded aluminum, and then the rock and the pedestal are concrete.
This is Larson's first foray into metal sculpture and bronze in particular. He also produced Bruno the Bear, that's on Main Street by Viking Travel, along with the head and tail of the Viking ship Valhalla. Larson says he's been interested in casting Bruno in bronze as well to make the bear and his frequently stolen fish a little bit more durable.
So I'm looking, we're in Montana, we're from Montana, and I know a sculptor down there, Eric Thorson in Big Fork, and I've always been impressed with his bears. So I went and talked to him, and he said there's a foundry in Kalispell, Montana that does some of his casting. So I went and talked to him, and just one of the co-founders of the foundry lived in Petersburg as a little boy, and it's got a history here. So I thought that's too much, you know, coincidence so that was the foundry. That was it.
That foundry ended up casting this sculpture in bronze after Larson shipped a full-size clay version of the work down to Montana. Larson first proposed this piece back in 2010 to commemorate the city of Petersburg's centennial, and it's been an on-again, off-again work since then, mainly to secure enough funding to pay for the foundry to cast the sculpture. Arts Council members Cindy Lagadakis and Michelle Funt championed the project and helped raise the money and secure grants for the work. Now the sculpture is nearly complete. It sits in Larson's garage and shows a boy sitting on a rock holding a fishing rod surrounded by a swirl of fish. The work will have a shower of water raining down as a backdrop, and that's what Larson's working on.
Yeah, I'm right now trying to tweak the water to do what I hope it will in the end. So yeah, here's what we got so far.
A pan at the base of the work will be covered in river rock, and a pump will keep the water raining down from behind the boy, but Larson is working to get that water feature just right. It will also have lights once it's finished. Larson says local youth Gunnar Payne was the model for the fishing boy. The work will eventually be installed in a small new extension of the Bushman Park. There's already the start of a foundation built there on the corner of the municipal building parking lot. That's where Arts Council President Mark Kubo surveys the progress.
The Arts Council has been doing a lot of performance type events, but you know, our mandate is also, our mission is also to do visual arts, and this sculpture certainly fits that bill. And you know, it's in a nice place where people coming from the ferry terminal or from the cruise dock can see.
Other public sculptures in Petersburg are at the Boyer Wecon Fisherman's Memorial and the Fisk sculpture at the museum. Kubo thinks Larson's work will be a good portrayal of the community.
Well, public art in general, I think, encodes kind of a community's history, its culture, its values. And I think this sculpture will reflect that well. It's a young boy who is just dreaming about what he can be, and I think it represents what this community can be. Now, what can we dream? What can this community be if we just dream?
The bulk of the funding for the project came from Petersburg's transient room tax revenue, or bed tax. The budget for the project is $28,000 for the sculpture, along with construction of the foundation. A date for the installation has not yet been set. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.